Well, we hope you've enjoyed the final weekend for 2013 as we get ready to ring out the old and ring in the new coming up on Tuesday night into Wednesday morning. Folks will have an opportunity to, as is tradition, go out and celebrate the end of the old year and the start of the new year. New Year's Eve celebrations happen all over the place. Now, for some folks, it might be a relatively quiet evening, maybe spent with some family or friends, or maybe just no celebration whatsoever. For some, though, it entails a party, a gathering of friends, maybe going out to some establishments in different places. And in many cases, that may very well involve adult beverages. Well, I don't know how much you've taken a look these days, but the cost of an operating while intoxicated charge has become a lot greater than it used to be. And while there was a time when you might be able to make things less of a hassle on yourself with an OWI charge, quite frankly, those days are gone. It's not easy to get out of any of those charges and things like that. And that's if all they do is stop you on the roadway because you might be swerving or maybe ran a stop sign or something. If you actually hit someone else and injure someone else, whether they've been in your car or in the other person's car, well, then things ratchet up quite a bit. Don't know how much you've taken a look at it, but before you go out and have some fun tonight, and we do encourage you to have some fun in a safe manner, you might want to think about what it costs to have that last drink for the road. It's impairment starts with the first drink, and remember that impaired driving is also a crime. But it's that last drink that can catch you before you head on home and get behind the wheel of the car and take off. The Iowa Alcoholic Beverages Division put together a list of what the costs are to an OWI these days. And, you know, these are just kind of rough guesstimates to a certain extent. In some cases, they're just estimates. In some cases, they're kind of firm charges. But when you take a look at what it really costs to get an OWI these days, and these are just the actual monetary costs to what it would cost you to pick up an OWI. They list all these things like vehicle towing and storage fees, because they can't just leave the car sit there, $77. Driver's license reinstatement fee, $20. A new driver's license, that would also be $20. A driver's license civil penalty, $200. The rough cost of the insurance in premium increase. Your car insurance premiums will go up once you are charged with this. And they figure that'll cost you probably around $1,500. There's an SR-22 form filing fee. That's $15. Then you add on the interlock, otherwise known as the blow-and-go devices. If you'd like to get a temporary license, those are usually required. That'll cost you $393. And then there's the OWI penalty fee, $1,250. And then they list the OWI classes as well. There's a 48-hour class you need to take, $325. There's drinking and driving classes. That's another $125. They don't do those for free. And most people, they say, have to take both classes when it comes to those types of violations. So, again, the Iowa Alcoholic Beverages Division says, there you go. There's another chunk of cash. Also, there's an OWI substance abuse evaluation that has to be completed. That'll cost you $125. There's probation administration fees of about $300. You're going to miss some work. They guess that you'll probably miss about 5 days or so of work due to this. So they put down just a rough guess of, say, around $500, depending upon how much time you have to miss. There's $50 in court costs. And then, of course, there are the attorney's fees as well. Now, they list the attorney's fees as being somewhere between $4,000 and $6,000. So when you total all those things up, they are guesstimating that that last drink before you hopped in that car may have cost you somewhere around the neighborhood of about $8,900. And then, of course, there are other issues as well. There's the criminal penalties for OWI in Iowa. It's not just the actual costs out of pocket, but there are criminal penalties as well. For example, a first offense includes 48 hours in jail as hard time, plus a $1,250 fine. Then there's also a second offense, 7 days in jail, an $1,875 fine. Third offense, 30 days to up to 5 years in jail, and $3,125 in fines. And then you start taking a look at some of the other things that are there as well. There are things like, a first offender who may not have been involved in a personal injury crash, who consented to the test, and the test result was less than a .15. Remember, .08 is the blood alcohol content limit in Iowa, then you could get a deferred judgment. But otherwise, you're looking at, again, fines and jail time, depending. There's also the driver's license sanctions for OWI, and it requires for different types of things, too, and it tells you what you can get as well. Like if you have a .02 violation and you're under the age of 21, well, then you're looking at a 60-day revocation, and it could get worse after a second offense. Also, you're looking at work permit rules and things like that, too. You're eligible for temporary licenses immediately as long as it wasn't an accident. There are rules about when you can get your license back, how long you have to wait, whether you can get work permits or not. If you start looking at first offenses, there you've got a one-year revocation, hard suspension of at least 90 days, and there's no work permit until the hard suspension is passed. Then you have to have the ignition interlock to get the work permit in the first place. Then you start dealing with second offenses, and there are other deals involving work permit rules that get a little bit tougher. Also, the one-year and possibly two-year hard suspension of the license. You get to a third or more offense, you start looking at six-year license revocations. It starts to get a little bit tougher. Then you start to look at some of the other issues, too. If you're a repeat offender, you may lose a lot more than just your license. In fact, you could lose your vehicle. An officer can impound immediately upon arrest for a second or subsequent OWI violation or for driving while revoked after an OWI arrest. They can just impound the car. If you don't own the vehicle, the owner can get the vehicle without paying costs, and a second conviction for an OWI can result in seizure and forfeiture of the vehicle. So you might actually start to lose property and possessions. And then there's also the issue of underage drinking and possessing of alcohol. You know, if you're under 18, then that person is charged as a juvenile. If you're 18 to 21, then you're charged as an adult. And a second and subsequent offense results in the loss of a driver's license for up to a year. And a person over 21 who supplies alcohol to a person under the legal age also commits a serious misdemeanor. And God forbid there be someone getting hurt or possibly death. If there's a death involved, then they can be charged with a Class D felony. And then things obviously are much, much worse. So stop and think about the costs involved. You know, and these are just the costs. When we talk about costs, I mean the actual out-of-pocket financial costs. And then also the inconvenience costs as well. The jail time and the loss of a license and all those kinds of things. Now, just imagine for one second that the reason they pulled you over for an OWI or arrested you for an OWI is because you hit someone else, whether that be a pedestrian walking or perhaps someone in another car, or perhaps something happened and you fall asleep at the wheel because of intoxication, run into a tree, maybe your passenger is hurt or killed. All of a sudden, things start to ramp up quite a bit. Not only have you dealt with changing the direction of your own life, but the lives of many others, not just that person who may have been hurt or killed, but also the people who love that person as well. There's a lot involved when it comes down to taking a look at some of the consequences of the actions that we have. So as you go out to have fun on New Year's Eve, if that's something that you plan on doing, make sure you do it in a smart fashion. I know if you do have plans to make the celebration include alcoholic beverages, might not be the worst idea to have someone along who just doesn't have a whole lot of interest in that so that they can be the ones to keep hold of the keys and drive the car home at the end of the night. Because when you get right down to it, is it really worth it to have that one night of fun which could change the rest of your life and possibly the lives of others? Think about that as you go out and have some fun on New Year's Eve. Do it in a safe fashion, and we hope you enjoy the tail end of 2013 and the beginning of 2014 here in the area.